You're listening to SBS News.
France is tightening its COVID-19 restrictions in an effort to curb the rapid spread of the Omicron variant. For those who can, working remotely will become a requirement from January the 3rd. Large public gatherings will be subject to limits of 2,000 people indoors and 5,000 outdoors. City centre mask mandates will be enforced, nightclubs will be closed, and cafes and bars will only provide table service. It comes as France recorded its highest daily number of cases with over 100,000 on December the 25th. Cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 continue to rise in the United Kingdom, but the British government says it will not introduce new restrictions before the end of 2021. Daily infection rates are persistently hovering around the 100,000 mark after England set a new record figure of over 120,000 cases on Saturday. Health Minister Sajid Javid says they will reassess the situation in the new year.
Well, of course, we look at the data on a daily basis. That hasn't changed over the Christmas period. But there will be no further measures before the new year. We won't be taking any further measures. Of course, people should remain cautious as we approach New Year celebrations and, you know, take a lateral flow test if that makes sense. Celebrate outside if you can. Have some ventilation indoors if you can. Please remain cautious.
Americans who test positive for COVID-19 and are required to isolate will now only have to do so for 5 instead of 10 days. The United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention is reducing the recommended time, but only for people who are asymptomatic. Those who have received a booster vaccine will not be required to quarantine, but are being advised to wear a mask 10 days after exposure. Meanwhile, in Washington, United States President Joe Biden says the federal government is prepared to provide full support to US states facing surges of the more transmissible Omicron variant through the use of at-home tests. It comes as many have been forced to endure long testing lines in the lead-up to the holiday season. Mr. Biden says 500 million rapid tests will become available to Americans beginning next month.
We went from no over-the-counter tests in January to 46 million in October, 100 million in November, and almost 200 million in December. But it's not enough. It's clearly not enough. If we'd known, we would have gone harder, quicker if we could have.
When questioned by reporters as he left the White House, Mr. Biden had this to say.
Mr. Biden, why did your administration reject the holiday testing surge in October? Does the buck stop with you there? Rejected the surge.
We didn't reject it.
What did the governors tell you they're worried about?
Well, they didn't tell me worried, but they thanked me for the cooperation they're getting. They said they've gotten all that they need. They just want to know what we think is going to happen from here. They asked Dr. Fauci some more questions about everything from whether or not he thought he's going to have to move to test at home, on air flights and that kind of thing. But there were no complaints, a lot of cooperation.
Elsewhere in the United States, a vaccine mandate for private sector employees is coming into effect in New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio outlined the reasoning behind the decision.
The reason the city keeps going, the reason we are open when some other places are shut down, is because of our focus on vaccination, because we use mandates and incentives. We got to double down, because one thing we can all agree, and I've talked to a lot of business leaders about this, COVID is bad for humans, it's bad for our health, but it's also bad for business. And if we want to avoid shutdowns, and I believe we must, we need more and more people vaccinated. So today, the mandate goes into effect for the entire private sector in New York City, all employers. This is how we get people vaccinated.
The state is also pushing a $100 incentive for booster shots as thousands of flights have been cancelled due to the emergence of Omicron. In South America, Argentina is preparing for a new onslaught of COVID-19 cases as the country records its highest daily tally in nearly 6 months. 20,263 cases were reported, but it's still shy of its actual daily record of 41,080 detected in July of this year. It's not been confirmed how many of those are the Omicron variant. Returning to Europe, Greece is extending its mask mandate until at least mid-January. The measures were set to last until January the 3rd and will apply to outdoor and all public areas, along with supermarkets and public transport. Hospitality venues will also be required to close at midnight each night, with seating and social distancing limits. It comes as 9,284 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded in Greece in the latest reporting period. Greek Health Minister Thanos Plevris spoke about the masking requirements.
From the 3rd of
January to the 16th of January 2022, with a possible extension if deemed necessary, the following measures will apply nationwide. A mandatory use of higher protection masks, the so-called KN95 or FFP2, or alternatively a double surgical or textile mask.
Long lines aren't just characteristic of COVID-19 testing, but also for vaccinations, as people are travelling far and wide to get a booster dose in Croatia. The emergence of the Omicron variant is leading a push by Croatian authorities for people to get a dose, causing long wait times. While Croatia has relatively low levels of vaccination compared with the rest of Europe, with just 54% of the population of 4.2 million having had their second and third dose, people do have the choice between the Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Dmitry is from Moscow and says a lack of choice in Russia influenced his decision to travel there.
Because there are no Pfizer or Moderna vaccine in Russia, and I decided to take this.
Chris is from the United Kingdom and says he came all the way to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which he says isn't available in England.
So why did you came here?
For a vaccine, of course.
Why? You can take it in England.
No, but I'm looking for a particular vaccine for...
Which one?
Johnson & Johnson.
And you came here just because of that?
Yes.
Okay, so how long will you stay here?
I don't know. It depends on how quickly I can get inside of here, because I've been waiting for 3 hours.
A fire lit on the streets of the German city of Gera was just one of the scenes at an anti-coronavirus measures protest. Participants engaged in a so-called Corona Walk, which follows a number of similar demonstrations held throughout Germany. And China's Macau Special Administrative Region has reported its first overseas case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The infected individual is a resident who arrived from the United States and flew via Singapore. It brings the total number of confirmed cases to 78. COVID-19 testing is also being ramped up in the capital of northwest China's Shanxi province, Xi'an, as a response to rising infections. It comes as 150 new locally acquired cases were recorded on Sunday, bringing the total number of confirmed cases since the latest resurgence to 635. Anna Kwon, SBS News.